I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Before we get started, folks, delighted to announce we got our first ever sponsor on the General Banter podcast. Yeah! Something that I actually take great interest in, CBD products. So we're excited to say we've partnered up with CBD Pharmacy, who are a Belfast-based CBD company, opening up a flagship shop very soon. So you can pop in there and ask advice on CBD products and what would suit you best. They've got everything from oils, balms, capsules. They've got vape oils. They got everything. You can check them out at cbdpharmacy.co.uk. That's CBD Pharmacy with an F. And the reason I've partnered up with them is so that my listeners can get some discount when they want to order some CBD products. So if you go on cbdpharmacy.co.uk, use the code BANTER. You get 20% off. Any products? What more do you want? CBDPharmacy.co.uk. Enjoy the podcast, guys. Cheers.
What the fuck's happening, people? Welcome to the General Banter podcast on today that is Monday the 29th of April. It'll probably go out tomorrow, though, on the 30th. Know what I mean? Because the big lad's away to Tenerife. With my wife. Still not drinking. Probably going to just sit there. Get my big fucking walrus body tanned. Literally going to be like one of those walruses from that new fucking David Attenborough show. You know, trying to get closer to the sun. They get up the mountain, then they just fall off the mountain. Just fucking... There's nothing like the image of a fucking one-ton animal hitting the fucking rocks from like whatever amount of feet it was, 200 feet. Who knows? Anyway, let me plug some shit. Tickets for the Odyssey Arena are flying out the door. I actually have no idea how many are left because... People keep sending me stuff like, I couldn't buy one. And then someone was like, I couldn't buy one. Looked like they were all sold out. And then I went on the app and I was able to get one. I mean, the thing is, it's getting to that point where like the bulk of them are sold. So now it's like, say you wanted to buy fucking 6 tickets for your family. It might have to be like, oh, there's 2 over here. And then there's 3 over here. And there's 1. It's getting to that sort of point. But then I know the fucking capacity of what it can sell. And it hasn't sold that many yet. So I don't know why people are struggling to buy tickets. But it's a well-known fact, Ticketmaster suck cock when it comes to websites. I've said this before, Ticketmaster, O2, BT, sort your fucking websites out. It's a very easy transaction. I want to buy the tickets. Here's the money. Can I have the tickets, please? Speaking of tickets, I bought tickets for And So I Watch You From Afar at Voodoo. They're playing their whole first album in its completion. Squirt. Squirt. Unbelievable. But yeah, the Odyssey tickets are still on sale. Merch at congas.com. If you want to contribute to the Patreon, it's patreon.com/generalbanterpodcast. Throw us a dollar. You know, if you're listening to fucking, you know, goddamn 10, 12 hours of shit a month and you're like, that's fucking, you know what I mean? I feel like I'm spending a lot of time on this that I'm getting for free and you want to act sound, throw us a dollar. You know what I mean? Some lunatics out there throw us $25, $30. You know, we don't have to go that far, but it's much appreciated. You know, there was a woman, Aaron told me, there was a woman went up to his brother in Oma and gave him £50 in a fucking envelope and was like, can you give this to Aaron? And it said like to Aaron and Colin, cheers for, you know, all the fucking podcast. Shout out to Lynn, by the way. You know, this is for all the laughs from the podcast and everything. And you're like, I don't know what's weird about like, you know, if you're a listener and you're like, oh yeah, I listen to this a lot. You know, I feel like there's, you know, some sort of movement to get behind here. Here's a dollar a month. By the way, it's all in dollars. Here's a dollar a month. That's unbelievable. You know, the steps you have to go through to get your fucking card out and do all this shit so that you can donate that money every month is amazing. You probably wouldn't notice it going out, but it's the effort of setting it up. It's crazy. But for some reason, when someone hands out cash, someone's like, oh, thanks for all the laughs. Here's £50 cash. You all of a sudden get that sort of like imposter syndrome where you're like, oh, no, I shouldn't be taking that money off you. You know what I mean? There's better places that money can be spent than giving it to us. And I say us, you know, she's like, that's for Carl. Hey, whose podcast is it, bro? You know what I mean? I was like, Aaron, you keep that, because obviously she's from your hometown. Someone probably went, oh, that young fella's on some podcasts, and she's listening to that probably because of him. And then she's like, oh, I'm having a great time, but let's not. Hey, is he paying for hosting fees? Huh? Was a big fat fucking head? Is he out here buying all his equipment? You know, trying and testing for, you know, I'll try these mics. Oh, what were they, £300? Oh, they're shit. Get a new one. Is he doing that? No. Give me all the £50, bro. Huh? Am I joking? But there is something funny about that. I mean, it's crazy that someone would be like, you know, here's a chunk of money. Like that amount of cash. Like that's funny. What would you get that money out for otherwise? You know, if someone was like homeless on the street, you know, would you be like, oh, see, you have absolutely nothing. Here's £50. You know, that's not... The Patreon thing for a lot of people, I know if you listen to Blind Boys podcast, he's like, well, it's for the first time ever I have a fucking, I could have a guaranteed wage, which is, I mean, he's obviously earning fucking buckets like off it, but, you know, for me at this point, it's just like, if you want to act sound and throw in a dollar, it just keeps the wheels moving, you know what I mean? It means me coming in here, doing this with whatever guest I have isn't just a hobby anymore, it's like a fucking, it becomes somewhat of a job, and you have to do it. And that's the other thing, you know, you sort of have to do it, especially when there's people out there like that, people contributing to the Patreon and people want, like, giving out fucking cash as a contribution to the podcast. You know, you kind of have to get out there and get stuck into it. So that's unbelievable, really. Shout out to Lynn. Shout out to everyone who's been contributing to the Patreon. I'm recording two general ranters right after this podcast, which will be edited and uploaded to the Dead On Mafia Instagram, you know. And if you sign up at the Patreon thing, then you get access to the old Instagram, and you get to see some content that doesn't go anywhere else. The general ranters are basically me writing a bunch of material and doing it in a sort of by the blender daily blend style, only as myself. It's basically just writing stand-up material and doing it as a rant, and then I can sort of fine-tune that and maybe use it on stage at some point. Useful for me, useful for you, for a wee bit of entertainment. So there you have it, Lavery's Comedy Club as well, this Wednesday. We've got Shane Todd, Robbie McShane. Who the fuck else is on? Forget now. Someone else. Is it Dave Elliott? Is it Dave Elliott? Might be Dave Elliott. And myself, so that'll be fun as shit. And then the very next day, I'm going to motherfucking Tenerife. There's nothing to do. There's nothing to do. They shot Planet of the Apes there. That's about it. I know. Here's a fucking intro. Jesus Christ.
The General Banter Podcast with Colin Jettis.
Right about you, ladies and gentlemen. I want you to get yourself and your soul together. This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather of soul.
Colin Jettis.
It's Geddes, actually.
Geddes.
Geddes.
Geddes. Geddes. Geddes.
Fuck you. Oh, yeah. Sorry, I just had a check on my goddamn phone there. What, I don't know what the fucking crack is. Oh, we got a sweet beat in the background. I don't know what the crack is with this motherfucking iPhones. We have, in our household, we have two official iPhone chargers, and then we have one Belkin fucking lead that's about a meter and a half long. You know what I mean? If you want to plug it in the hallway, stretch it under the bathroom door, and pull your fucking wire in the toilet. It's a big long charger. And for some reason, I don't know whether both phones have broken at one time or all the chargers have fucked at once, but for some reason, you plug the phone in, Maureen plugs her phone in, it goes ding, and then it just isn't charging. It'll go like charging and then not charging. And I do the same with all the fucking chargers on my phone, ding, and then there's no charging symbol, and you're like, what the fuck is going on here? So I don't know if both our fucking charger ports have just broken at one time or all the leads are fucked at one time or something. But Steve Jobs, my God, do you have some fucking work to do in that grave, you son of a bitch. Just third world problems. Are they actually going to fix that someday? Do you know? I think their big mistake is you still have to insert. You know, you still have to go like... you still have to shove the wee thing up its asshole. You know, they might have to get a bit more like, you know, the sort of MacBook Pro charger where it's just, it's a very, very shallow magnetic port and it just goes like that. There's no like shoving it in. It's not getting like full of fucking dust in your pocket and you're just cramming that in. And then you have to take a cocktail stick and like, you know, pull out like a little tiny amount of fluff like it's your fucking belly button. Shout out to belly button fluff also. What is it? No one knows. Maureen is like fascinated. She's like, why do girls not get fucking belly button fluff? And I'm like, because you're not, the front of your body doesn't look like the back of a bison. That's why. Hairy as fuck. You want to see something gross? Go put on like a rash guard. You know what I mean? Like a tight fucking, you know, little top that you would wear doing sports. And go do jiu-jitsu or something. Roll about all over the place sweating. Come home. This is only if you're a hairy cunt. Take it off. Dying. Take it off and then just it'll be like you've cleared, you know, these people like clear drains. They put one of those drain fucking snake things down it and they pull it out. That's my belly button. Just clumps of hair like you have a block drain. Absolutely fucking disgusting. Trisha. Still off the drink after coming back from Amsterdam. Nothing will put you off drink like going and watching fucking Mickey Bartlett and Aaron McCann drink pints all day. Jesus Christ. I mean, we did have a life-altering, you know, cannabis encounter. You know, that took fucking 3 or 4 days to shake the fucking black dog off that one. And then, I don't know, just back to normal. Freaked out a bit. Had a pile of shit in Amsterdam. In fact, when I came back from Amsterdam, I forget what weight it was. I wrote it down in the thing, but then I weighed myself again this morning and I'm 7 pounds down from whenever I came back from Amsterdam. That's crazy, isn't it? I was definitely like, right, fuck this shit. You see, that's always my problem. And I've talked about it forever on this podcast. Oh, I'm going to lose weight. And you never do because your mind tricks yourself into being like, oh, I work out. There's days I was like running in the morning, lifting weights at night. And you're like, I'm fit, bro. I'm fit, you know? I'm feeling good, I'm feeling strong, I'm fit, but I'm still a fat cunt. Cause you eat like goddamn Henry the fucking eighth on his birthday. You know, just celebrating after killing a wife. I just killed a wife. Let's eat everything. I know a lovely Italian place. Pizza Hut. Famous Mickey quote there. How are we Italian? What was it? Domino's? Fucking Trumpy piece of shit. So yeah, I've been eating pretty well. Do you know what I mean? Just different things. Like, you know, people are always like, oh, just eat porridge or something for breakfast. Or just don't eat anything till about lunchtime and then eat quite big. I've said this a million times. I'm bored shitless. I'm a fat cunt. We need to lose weight, guys. We've been working out. We were doing ring push-ups, bought a pair of rings out of Decathlon, you know what I mean? Watching people online, trying to teach themselves that. Here's what I have noticed about my fitness transition. Also, here's another thing. I am heavy as fuck, but I found a photo of me jokingly standing in my boxers doing something. It was like before our wedding, so literally like a year ago. And I looked at the photo and I was like, oh my God, what a fat fucking cunt. And then I took another like fucking just in my boxers photo and put them side by side. And I was like, isn't that fucking incredible? Showed Maureen. I was like, look at that. Still a fat bastard, but I'm like, there is definitely a dramatic change in body shape there. Which is almost purely through like barely changing a diet. Drank all that year and basically just worked out pretty hard. You know, so I'm like, that's the fucking hard bit. I'm sure there's people out there going, oh, I couldn't be arse training twice a day, or I couldn't be arse training fucking 5 times a week. And I like doing it, but I also just like eating like a maniac. So like, let's cut it down, Colin. You know what I mean? You fat fuck. You fat fucking piece of shit. But what I will say is, there are certain things in the workout world that people are like, oh, this, I hate this. I, across the board, hate this. Assault bike. People are like, oh, I hate the assault bike. I'm going to fucking throw up if I go on that thing. I go on it. I'm like, I love this. I'm the king of the, you know, everyone's like, oh my God, I have to do 30 calories. And it's like fucking a full minute later and they're like 30. And then they fucking collapse on the floor and die. And then I just go, 30, bro. Fat and powerful. Like a goddamn hippo. So there's that. There's things like the ring push-ups. I got a set of rings, like I'm a fat gymnast. And I fucking hung that up and I was like, you know, elevated my legs on a bench or like a stack of plates or whatever. And I was just doing like real deep, you know, push-ups. And I was like, this is very smooth. Everything I've watched online, people are fucking shaking all over the place. And I'm like, look at that, bro. Smooth. Oh, smooth. And I did a fucking, you know, a pile of them. And then, of course, you get off the next... You get off the next day, you're like, oh, I'm grand. And then the day after that, you wake up and you're like, someone's going to have to brush my teeth for me. I can't lift my fucking arm to my face. Especially when you're a fat bastard like me. Do you know? When you're weighing like 120 kilos. Just like... 120 kilos. Fat cunt. We're losing it. I'm losing it. We're losing weight, guys. This is the time. Talked enough shit before. It's happening. You know, I'm sick of getting these fucking messages. Oh, mate, you're proof that, like, all you have to be is funny and you'll get the birds. First of all, you're like, the birds? My wife? You know, that I've known for fucking going on 8 years. Oh, look at you fucking pulling the fucking birds. Suck my dick. Anyway, we've got off on a better start here. Talk about basic bitch activity. I downloaded Audible, you know what I mean? Once again, late to the party, get us. That is me in a fucking nutshell. And then getting all fucking on my high horse about. Same with the drink thing, you know, like drinking too much and then quitting drinking and then being like, guys, and I literally haven't drank in 2 months. It'll probably, like in a few days, it'll be 2 full months. And I'm like, man, when I used to drink, I used to be like you. I used to be out there chatting shit and having fun. And then I decided, no, this isn't for me. And I turned my life around. So maybe someday you can find it within yourself to eliminate fun the way I have. Late to the party, get us. Man, have you fucking... What about Tamagotchis? Fuck me, lethal. Bro, have you tried Deliveroo? Can you believe it? That you can order anything and they bring it to your house. Fuck my asshole. What is this? The Jetsons? I don't even know what that is. But fucking, I downloaded Audible. And also, terrible interface, you know what I mean? Why would it go on the computer and then send it over to my phone in some weird bullshit? But anyway. But... I got the most basic bitch book of all time. That fucking Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck. You know, and then McCann, you know, talk about synergy. He sent me a message. And he goes, I don't read much. And I was like, no shit. He's like, I don't read much. But I've started reading this. It's amazing. And he was literally reading the book. And I sent him a photo of my screenshot. And I was like, I'm listening to it. What are the chances? Isn't that crazy? So the two of us are probably just going to walk around like two fucking self-help internet meme fucking gurus. Do you know that... you know, pleasure doesn't make you happy. Happiness is pleasurable. Do you know that, man? And just be one of them constants to just start... My back is sweating. We start wearing, like, fucking sandals. Bro, do you know that? Do you know that? You know that? You know, happiness is not a destination. You know, once I complete this, I'll be happy. No, happiness is finding the journey. You know? And things like that. What would you do... If money wasn't an option, what would you be doing if you could never fail? But we need the failure. We need the failure in order to... If everything was good, then nothing would be good. You know, stuff like that, while we're, like, both jobless and a fucking Nero. But it's all right book. Like, I mean, it's funny because I was agreeing with a lot. I was reading it and I was like, yeah, this is kind of how I feel about a lot of shit. But obviously the worries and anxieties and stresses of regular life get in the way and you go, no, this is how I actually think. Let me get back to that. Let me get back to that. Not giving a fuck. I mean, I'm a weird person because it's like, you know, what the fuck is that? I can be like, you know, one day just fucking riddled with anxiety. But then there are things that I absolutely 100% do not give a fuck about. That other people, like, there's things that Maureen would be like, oh, I'm worried about, you know. Like yesterday, you know, we parked in a fucking weird, in a weird car park in Belfast, and the fucking machine was being an absolute fucking nightmare. You know what I mean? Designed by Steve Jobs, probably. Shite. And it was like this whole rigmarole, and then we could only pay for an hour. And the hour brought us up to like 5:30 on a Sunday. And we're walking through town. She was like, oh, I just quickly come in here because we need to get back to this car. And I'm like, what are you worried about? You're in a frenzy. And I'm like, what are you worried about? And she goes, just that we go over the time. And you're like, and what? Like, literally, what? What are the chances that at 5:40 on a Sunday, a fucking like traffic warden person is going to be walking around checking shit and is going to give you a fucking ticket for what, 45 quid? You know what I mean? You're like, you're worried about the very, very, very small chance that someone's going to hit you with a bill for 45 quid that, let's face it, I'm going to fucking pay for anyway. Who gives a fuck? You know? Put up a thing the other day about the Odyssey. Some guy goes, oh, you're going to have to give out free tickets and free pints on entry if you think you're going to fill that. And I was like, it's nearly sold out! Oh! My dick was... my dick was so hard... I could have shattered it with a toffee hammer. You know what I mean? You know those fucking... When they dip a banana in like liquid nitrogen and then they just go... Dish, and it shatters everywhere. That was my dick. Oh, you're going to have to fucking... Well, do you know what, bro? Try and get a ticket. Now, I don't know what that has to do with not giving a fuck. But it made me feel good. I don't even know why I've mentioned that, to be honest. It was like a humble brag. But yeah... And then I can be like that on one side, and then on the other end of it, just be like, why am I sweating at nighttime? Why am I awake right now, panicking about something? Don't know, humans are weird. But let's go to therapy. So yeah, I've been listening to that book. So yeah, expect more pearls of asshole wisdom coming out of that. I don't like when audiobooks are a bit like informal. Or to books in general, and they're a bit like, yeah, man, fucking, he gives a shit. Maureen was listening to something in our kitchen through the speaker, and it was some dude, it was like the Beast of Business or something. I follow the guy on Instagram too. And he's like, why do I not do that? And I'll tell you why, because it sucks balls, and that sucks balls as well. And why do we not do that? Because it fucking sucks balls. And you're like, man, I know you're dishing out, like, he's trying to be that, like, badass writer, you know, and what happens, yeah, tell the world to suck my balls, and I'll tell you this. And it was like, he was swearing, but he wasn't really, like, properly swearing. He was swearing, like, you know, like his ma was there. What the frig? I tell them to go frig themselves, though. Yeah, it's like BBC swearing. You can say balls, and you can say dick, but you can't, like, call someone a dick or something. Very strange. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. I went off on a thing. Shout out to everyone who came out to Larne as well. For some reason, we're switching it up here, guys. We're switching gears. For some reason, there is a gig in Larne at the Older Fleet, and it's lethal. Fucking explain that to me. You go down to Larne, you go to the one functioning bar, and it's class. Now, did I die in my hole a wee bit because I was trying new stuff? Yes. And there was disruption and there was heckling and I was halfway through new bits and I was like, I don't know where I am. Let's just bring on some comedians. you know, we drove down there, Maureen's dad's fucking Range Rover, because what's the sporty Range Rover? The V6 something, V8 something, I know what the fuck it is. But I'll tell you something, she fucking shifts, by. She drove down, our car shit its pants. That's when things, you know, that are trying to be a bit too fancy fuck up. You know what I mean? Some motor in the, like, steering lock or something went, so when you put the key in, it won't unlock, and the steering's just stuck, and it's an automatic, so you can't just take it out of gear and fucking roll it about. Shout out to Mercedes, you know what I mean? Oh, I see that the motor is broken. Well, maybe it would be useful if the car absolutely didn't move at all. For safety purposes, the steering is locked, and also you cannot take it out of gear. So if you want to get this car to the garage to get it fixed, you must hire a crane to lift it straight up, because the fucking wheels won't even turn. Lift it straight up and drop it onto a flatbed lorry and take it to the garage. You know, why would it? It seems unreasonable that you could just take it out of gear and move it, roll it back, and then put it on a lorry and take it, put it on a trailer and take it to the garage. No, the car is essentially a statue. It is stuck in the one spot forever. Of course, you take it to the place, the fucking Mercedes guy. And he's like, aye, sir, there's two fucking cars the same. Stripped out there, just, you know, waiting for the same job to be done. Keeps us in work, you say. You're like, get it fixed. And then he's like, and because it's like an anti-theft thing, he has to fucking sign all his bullshit. I'll take 5 working days to order from Germany. Bro, you said you had 2 or 3 in a week. Have the parts there. You know what I mean? Oh, every two or three of these a week, and every time he comes in, I look at it and I go, oh, Jesus Christ, that's this again. Let me order it from Germany. Have a stack of them in the shop. I technically run a small shop with merch. I don't, like, you know, someone orders a fucking Barry the Blender t-shirt and I go, oh, here's what I need to do. Print one t-shirt. Nah, bro, you have them sitting there. Anyway, I've decided to take on the project of, there's an old C, what is it, Mercedes CL, what the fuck is it? CLK 270 from like 2004, you know, like you're in a fucking P. Diddy video, and it's a bit of, it needs a wee bit of work. We drove it for a wee while, and then it was kind of just, I mean, Maureen's dad's yard is just a fucking graveyard of vehicles, you know, but this car, we drove it for a while, and then we got a new car, but, like, it needs, like, a wee bit of work done to, like, the arch at the back. There's, like, a wee bit of rust. I might get the wheels repainted and everything and get a few things done to it, but I'll tell you something. I wouldn't mind it as just, like, a wee fucking, you know, Sunday car. Keep it waxed up. Keep it clean. You know, get the wheels resprayed. Get it, keep it nice, and just take it out on a Sunday. Because I'll tell you something, it goes like fucking shit off a shovel. Quick car. I'm sure there's a lot of car people out there going, hey, you wouldn't know quick, you big fat bastard. But, I don't know. When you put the foot down, it goes like this. It was automatic. It just takes a big deep breath. Some old Mercedes is like, okay, want to go fast? 1 second, please. It's quick. So I might use that as like a wee bit of a project. Know what I'm trying to do at the minute? I'm trying to take on, oh my God, who put lime green wheels on that? Sort your life. Oh, that's actually all right. That actually looks quite good. In fact, someone followed me on Instagram the other day, like, and I fucking auto wraps or something. I might get this car wrapped. just driving around in this 2003 or 4, I can't remember what it is, Mercedes, like it's in a fucking P. Diddy video, but just wrapped in fucking, like, you know, camouflage fucking wrap or something. What a fucking dick. Yeah, I'm trying to take on more projects, you know what I mean? I'm trying to, you know, it is that thing of like when you stop and realize like things that I would do for fun have kind of become jobs now. So like you do stand up, you know, you enjoy the artistic process of like, oh yeah, I'm doing stand up and I'm gigging about with all my mates and it becomes fun. And then you get more and more well known, and then it you have responsibility. So you have responsibility to fucking write new stuff all the time. You know, if you see a comedian regularly, you're probably like, okay, they're not writing anything new. But there maybe it might be like a couple of new bits a month, and by the time you see them again in a year, you know, what it was at the start of the year versus the end is a totally different set. So you kind of have a responsibility to write that, and then, you know, you're putting on bigger shows, so you want it to be good, so you work harder, so, you know, you work more on like promotion side of things, and you know the place is full of people, now you gotta go and do a fucking good show. That's a job now. You know, I used to do a podcast, oh, this'll help with material, I'll get to talk shit, you know, until you fucking miss it one day and people are like, where is this? I'm in fucking work, I need this podcast, I'm driving from here to here, where's this fucking podcast? And then that becomes a responsibility, and then you do like a Patreon, or people see that your numbers are going up and they want to sponsor the podcast and shit like that, then it becomes fucking then that becomes a job. And then just you know, oh, I like t-shirts, I'm gonna make my own t-shirts, you know, and then that becomes a fucking job, and you're like, Jesus Christ, what do I do for fun around here? You know, so I might start looking after this car, turn into a nice car. What other shit is there? I've started, you know, there was always been guitars lying about here, and I started pissing about in the guitar again, and then I restrung a few guitars and bought a few newbie bits, you know, and started doing that a bit more. And I'm like, that's what I might do. I'll start doing something that you do just purely for the fun, you know, like a wee hobby. So I started playing the guitar again a wee bit, spoke to Andy from the Bonnevilles. Holla! And I was like, you do guitar lessons the odd time, don't you? And he's like, yeah, sometimes. And I was like, do you want to give me some guitar lessons? And he's like, sure. So I might go down and learn some fucking bluesy type shit off him, just to keep me going, you know? So there you go, just looking up hobbies, just a hobbyist, bro, you know? Listening to fucking books on tape, shit like that. What else has been going on here? What about, I mean, it's dark, dark shit, but your girl Lyra McKee was shot dead at a fucking riot in Derry. Huh? What the fuck is happening in this goddamn shithole? Yeah, she was just reporting on a bit of fucking disturbance up in Craigan in Derry, and someone just shot into the fucking crowd and killed her. I mean, it's funny. It's not funny, but it's weird when you fucking read about, like, you know, oh, there's been disturbance and there's, you know, people are doing this and they're throwing petrol bombs and all this here shit, and then they're like, and then someone shot and killed someone, and you're like, why? Do you know? You're literally like, what is that going to achieve? It's like if two fucking fellas are like, oh, he's a fucking dick and all, and then, you know, it never usually ends in a fight, but then you're like, oh yeah, have a fight, have a fist fight in the street, and they fucking fight each other, and then you pull them apart, and you're like, how do you feel now? Fulfilled? That you got a fucking, your tooth knocked out? What the fuck did you do that for? You know, it gets to that point where you're just like, what the fuck was that for? Do you know what I mean? If you were going to shoot, like, you know, if they ever catch these fucking probably children, let's face it, that have probably been fucking fed a bunch of information from someone who's older than them. Oh yeah, fucking go out there and fire some shots off. Maybe you'll fucking hit a cop. It's like, for what? And you end up, and you don't hit a fucking, first of all, I don't know what the fuck, you know, you think the police are nowadays. That's just a fucking person too. Even if you were to hit a cop, you're like, oh, you killed a cop. What a fucking hero you are in your fucking tracksuit there. You know? But instead they hit her. She was out reporting. And you're just like, what? Like, first of all, horrifically just a full tragedy. Like, but then also, I don't know. It's just so confusing. You're like, what the fuck was that for? You know, you've killed someone now. If they ever get them, they're fucked. Do you know what I mean? You'll just be in jail forever for just killing a fucking innocent bystander, basically. And then it's like, what did you achieve? And you keep reading stuff like, oh, you know, whatever, what is it, the new IRA? Fucking New Kids on the Block, like. It's like, oh yeah, they were trying to get some sort of publicity, you know, because MTV were in town making a documentary or some shit. And you're like, what? You're going to kill a person? I mean, talk about fucking, you know, trying to get fucking, make a viral video or something. Trying to get attention on you by just shooting someone dead. Like, that is so fucking gross. Oh, well, get some attention to the cause. You know, if you go out there, nothing ever, I mean, you're never taken seriously when there's, like, violence. I don't think. You know? Oh, we've got a fucking cause to fight for here and bloody blah and fucking fuck the Brits and all. And then they just shoot someone dead and then they're like, oh, good one, bro. You've really fucking earned the respect of everyone with that one. And like, obviously, they're probably gonna find these fucking teenagers that did it, and you'll never see them again. But it's like, it's who's behind them telling them what to do. The whole fucking place. It's like there is a. I mean, the term "dying breed." There's a breed of people that literally need to die off so that everyone can just fucking carry on. You know. Arlene Foster turned. Obviously, Lyra McKee was gay, and her partner was there. You know, and you know, Arlene Foster goes up, and it was all fucking lovey dovey and all. And then it was like, oh, you know, I'm paraphrasing, like, but you know, would this change your opinions on fucking gay marriage? And I was like, no, I don't believe in it. You're like, Arlene, everyone hates you anyway, and you're so fucking stubborn. And a door opened to dead Onsville, and you went, no, not going through it. That was your fucking opportunity. That was your opportunity to, like, win back some fucking respect. And you went, no, I'll just stay over here. And, you know, there seems to be this thing in politics where it's like, people think it makes you a better politician to be fucking stubborn. You know, I feel like, for me anyway, you would get way more respect if you went, okay, I did believe that. Okay, I'll put my hands up. Yeah, I was wrong. I've been convinced otherwise. We're changing this and blah, blah. You know, you would get way more respect. But I think with, like, and that, talk about another fucking dying breed, all those DUP ones. She's fucking, because of our religious beliefs and blah, blah, you know, and the fucking portion of the population who, you know, have nothing else to do in their hands apart from go and vote. I want to earn their respect. But it's like, they're gonna die soon. All those fucking people. I think it's against God. You're like, oh my God. It's an important issue. You know, if you are in the LGBT, QAIP, fuck with all that shit, community, and you don't have the same rights as everyone else, it's an issue. But I mean, it shouldn't be an issue. It's the most fucking insane shit that you're sitting there going, well, we're all people, but I don't think that you have the same rights as me because of a fucking book that, you know, we says somewhere in it that apparently love should be between a man and a woman. Here's what people act like. People act like gay was invented fucking 10 years ago. And there's still a bunch of people here like, I'm not convinced now. Just because you haven't met anyone that's gay. I'm not convinced about the gayness. No, I don't know. I don't agree. And it doesn't look right to me. I don't think two people of the same sex should be able to get married and all blah, blah. And you're like, people have been gay forever. animals are gay. Everyone's gay. Some people have a few drinks, they're gay. You know what I mean? My shoes right now, pretty gay. Do you know what I mean? They're pink. That's the most homophobic thing I've said, probably. But it's just like, get the fuck over it. Surely you want people to like you. Like, if I was a politician and you just wanted people on your side, you would give them rights just so that people liked you. As long as no one's getting hurt or any of that shit. It's just like, get the fuck out. Someone should just get in the storm and go, oh, the old gay marriage thing? Yeah, embarrassing. And just sign it and go, just send her on through there. It's legal now. Because guess what? It doesn't matter a fuck. It's actually not really a big issue. It's a big issue right now because you can't do it. But it shouldn't be. It should be as simple as like, oh yeah, fucking sorry. Forgot to sign that. Go, yeah, get it through. Because it literally doesn't affect anything. It's like someone going in and being like, oh, can I, you know, we would like, you know, where I'm a farmer and I'd like the right to fucking plant goddamn cucumbers or something, I don't know. And you're like, oh, well, I don't eat cucumbers, so no. And you're like, bro, well, it's got fuck all to do with you, but why can't we just have it? Not a big deal. Are we going to stick them up our arse? Yeah. I don't know. None of that made sense. But you know what I mean? It's annoying. But anyway, she was shot dead. And it's fucking absolutely gross. So yeah, rest in power, Lear McKee, as they say. I actually did an interview with her back in the day. And I found it, which is unbelievable. For Culture NI, Nerve Center, Magazine Street, Derry, ironically enough. Yeah, me and Dan Watson met up with her in a fucking Starbucks at Victoria Square. Yeah, she wrote a whole bit here. It's funny. It's funny looking back. Like, when was that? Well done, Colin. You've turned this round on yourself again. Good lad. 2010. Holy fuck. That's wild, isn't it? It's so funny. Will I read it out for the crack? The 220-something sitting in Starbucks look like your average student grad types in hooded tops and jeans. They inform me that they've just come down from the Empire Music Hall, a typical student haunt, except they weren't at the Empire for a few Saturday afternoon pints. The two young men, Colin Gillis and Dan Watson, are the stars of YouTube films series I Am Fighter. Took it so seriously back then. Online film series. The rendezvous at the Empire was with a BBC producer who wants to commission them to write sketches for a new show, which was LOL, which was bollocks. I Am Fighter is a series of comical sketches on YouTube following Culchi Hardman, Barry the Blender. Each 10-minute clip uploaded grosses well over 300,000 hits. What? Incredible. And a page touting nearly 16,000 fans. Killing it. I mean, that's wild. Because that, like, what is it now? Like 160 or something? Yeah, just a load of shite there. What's next for Barry the Blender Henderson? We're stopping off at show 6. It'll probably end up on TV in a different format. Wrong. Not as an entire show, but as a sketch, as part of a bigger show. And personal dreams in 5 years. Me, I'd like to be sitting very still, drinking tea and writing comedy that other people make. That would be the dream. What a fucking shitty dream that was. And with that, they leave the Starbucks and prepare for a few stranglings in Victoria Square. Boom. Lear McKee at the end. I don't know. She was literally getting fucking blood from a stone there. So what do you two fucking losers do?
Yeah, we make videos. Probably gonna go on TV, you know. And eventually people are gonna respect us so much as comedy writers. We'll be able just to sit still and whatever we write will get made, you know.
Wrong. I didn't even do stand-up then. That's a fair point from me. 350,000 hits isn't a lot, but everyone here has seen it. Like, what a dick. But anyway, there you go. I mean, if anything, she will fucking be remembered as a bit of a fucking hero. But like, fucking Arlene Foster. No, I still don't believe in it. I mean, from someone who got married last year and had a civil partnership thing, that is married. Do you know? So, technically, we didn't want to be, we didn't want to do anything religious, you know what I mean? So there was no fucking priest slash minister type thing. It wasn't done in a church. I mean, I don't know. Just, hey, gays, crack on. Just fucking crack on, because I'll tell you what. Can you get a civil part? Can you get a fucking same-sex civil partnership? Oh my God, I'm such a fucking asshole. Same-sex civil partnership. Northern Ireland. Same-sex marriage in Northern Ireland is not legally recognised, with same-sex marriages performed outside Northern Ireland recognised as civil partnerships within. Okay, so maybe someone needs to fucking tweet me. Guidance on civil partnerships. 2004 enables same-sex couples to get legal recognition of their relationship. Okay, so you're like, you have a civil partnership. Well, I'll tell you something. The civil partnership bit, that sort of bit, literally is you married. Because even if you're in church and you do the whole fucking bloody blah, here's the whole ceremony, vows, bullshit, you're still not legally married till you go out the back and sign that fucking page. And it's the same as the civil thing. Like, we had our wedding, and it was a humanist wedding, and we had the guy doing the service and bloody blah. But we were fucking already technically married, like, the day before, or a couple of days before. So, just, oh, here's Maureen. Come on in, Maureen. Interrupt podcast. No, I'm joking. Come on in. What do you want? You want a charger? That one doesn't work either. I just talked about it for about 20 minutes. No, here.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, it's not even charging. Are you allowed to be on screen? There you go. There's my civil partner. I'm a big believer in, you know, just do it whether it's fucking legal or not. Do you know what I mean? Get a civil partnership, be legally married, and then be legally civil partnered, and then just have a big fucking wedding party. You know? What do you want, the fucking priest? There's some shit sitting there telling you that you're fucking legally married. In the eyes of God. Oh, shout out to you. The fucking creepy kid fucker over there. Maybe not all them fuck kids, but it would be like working for a company where most of the managers and directors have all fucked kids. At some point. And the bosses before them were responsible for a lot of kid fucking, and you still work for the company going, ah, it's grand. It's grand. Forgiven. Just go get civil partnered, bro, and have a fucking wedding party. I don't know. But this country is a fucking embarrassment. I mean, that should be the thing. No government, no rules. It's the purge. We're getting gay married and fucking knifing cunts. Dead on mafia for life, you know what I mean? Up a fucking peeler. So many things that people say in Northern Ireland absolutely mean nothing. Anyway, we're at 48 minutes. I wish I was smart enough to really articulate better ideas, but you know, this is what we're stuck with right now. We've got 6 questions here. Holy shit. Milk me off. Milk my tates. Hold on. Let me see. 54 minutes, 58 minutes, 1 hour. Okay. Oh, there's one of these bot things. Girl with big tits. Hello, dear. Hello, dear. Send me money, please. I am official. What's your opinion on this madness? Look. Huh? What's your opinion on this madness? There's a guy holding a woman who's in a bed. Every time I go on an assault bike, next day, asthma. Lost my world tonight. You'll never be forgotten. I love you, little brother. What are you showing me? Why am I watching this? Daddy, you... I don't know what that noise was. I don't know. Some guys just sent me a picture. There's a man, you know, hugging a guy on a bed who's like hooked up to a bunch of life support breathing equipment type shit. And he goes, lost my world. And he's like crying. Hold, I don't know what the fuck that is. Why don't you maybe look at that? I honestly don't know what I'm looking at there. Is that guy a famous person? I have no idea. Was there any point during the Amsterdam trip you thought to yourself, I'd kill for a pint? And that's from Fargo. Definitely not. In fact, the opposite of it. It just looked like such... It looked like such work and fucking effort for them boys to try and stay drunk all day that I was like, what's the difference? Really? We're still all having a laugh. We're all just sitting here. Why have I to cram that much fucking shitty beer into my body? So there you go. Would you and Mickey ever do a stand-up show where you stay in characters by the blender, Mike Litteris? No, because I promise you... It would be shit. It just wouldn't be good. I mean, you're talking about... I mean... To some extent... I mean, how we... Well, Mickey's definitely one of the best stand-ups in the country, if not the best one. But you're talking about two of... Definitely the top 5 comedians in the country. If you're basing it off popularity... And achievements. Why the fuck would you want to put them in character and have them talk shit? Except, who gives a fuck? Who was your favourite teacher from Ballyclare High when you went? Loving the podcast. That's from Megan Wilson. I don't fucking know. I can't remember anybody. To be honest. I have no idea. I really don't know. I don't know. I never fucking liked any teacher. There was a art teacher called Mr. Reed. He was kind of cool, but he was still fucking, you know. I got annoyed because I've told this before, he got so impressed by a girl who could basically replicate any photo that she looked at in art class. Like, she could look at a photo and draw it in chalks and it would be like exactly the same as the photo. And everyone was licking her fucking asshole like, this is incredible. And I would just be like, it's a skill, but is it creative? No. So I lost respect for him. Have you been to Australia before? My family is from Belfast, so I go over every few... No, don't restart the computer, you fucking bastard. There's Steve Jobs again. So I go over every few years. Hopefully I'll get to a show next time. Love the podcast. Thanks, mate. Nice one. What's his name? Lachie? Lachie? What? Lachie? L-A-C-H-I-E? I don't know how to say that. Lachie? Lachie? Kennedy? Shout out to him in Australia, bro. Put us up. I mean, no matter what fucking 2 weeks you're over. What's this? Someone just sent me a video of a guy vomiting. Thanks for that. Feel ill. Someone sent me a link there. Can't click it. If anyone wants to send me video links, tweet it to me. Listen to your post-Amsterdam podcast, hilarious. You never mentioned getting the munchies after a smoke. Do you not get them? I scare myself sometimes with the amount of shit I can eat stoned. Also, have you seen Spartacus Blood and Sand? Serious amount of smashing titties. Actually, speaking of that Spartacus thing, what I did see was, it was like a screenshot from it, and this guy's cock, bro. This guy's cock. You were like, that's not a real cock. And then he moved a bit, and you're like, it's get a good jiggle to it, like it's a real cock. You're just like, how is that his downward facing cock? Not a yoga move. You know what I mean? That's his downward.
How's it going? Just chilling out with my cock.
I'm going to look that up now. Hold on. Spartacus, Blood and Sand, penis. Or maybe it was a different show. Maybe, I don't know. Prosthetic penis? Oh, you bastards. Maybe it wasn't that show. I don't know. This guy could have rolled fucking pizza dough with his cock. Like, it was ridiculous. Searching for a cock. You got to balance out all. Look at this guy's cock, bro. I mean, how's it not a boner? How's it not a boner that's just pointed down the way? Oh God, there's some nice titties. Yeah, like that guy's went. He's like, okay, guys, we're gonna shoot in 3 minutes, and the guy's just. Just firing one out, greasing up his cock. And then they're like, and action. And he's just fucking hogged out. Look at the guy's cock. I don't think that's a real cock. And then there's the old Amelia Clark's wee shiny tits. Nice. Okay, we went on a fucking tangent there. Spanish for tangent. Do I get the munchies? Yeah, but I'll tell you something. Much worse munchies drinking. Like if I was sitting at home or went out for like a few pints and then came back, I would eat all around me. Whereas I feel like with the weed, you smoke it and then you're high for a bit and then you're like, I could eat something, and then you eat something and then you're kind of done with it. And I think with weed, you just it's the sensation of just grazing. So if you replace it with something that's not that bad, like me and McCann talked about it one day. McCann was around and we had like, it was like hummus, and then we had like some fucking tortillas, but then like cucumber and carrots and shit, and you know what I mean, you put a bit of salt and pepper in that, and you're just like, you just like eating a lot. But it's, you know, it's a lot better for you than eating fucking 19 bags of Quavers. Actually, Quavers probably aren't that bad either. I am just drinking in these cocks right now. So many cocks. She's got absolute serious bangers. But it is cock central in this. So much cocks, bro. Look at this one dude. I mean, so there's a level of lard. I mean, that has to be fake. You know how you can tell it's fake? Because the pubes look too dense. You know what I mean? The pubes look like felt or something. What's up, fucking Queen of the Dragons? Dragging his dick across your face. Unbelievable. Yeah, everyone gets the munchies, obviously. But it's honestly way worse. Way worse with drink. What do you prefer, being stoned or drunk? I must say, if you're talking about being too stoned or too drunk, it's probably better to be too drunk. Too stoned is fucking scary. I'd rather be reasonably stoned than reasonably drunk. Because the drunk, I feel like, just wears off pretty quick. What's the worst accent in Northern Ireland? Derry. What's your definition of a posh wank? From the String Ninjas? Well, it's everyone's definition of it, is it not? Put a condom on and wank into the condom. No, the word probably... Is that they're a nightmare anyway? you know, but most of the time if you need one, it's with a fairly fresh sex partner and you're like, fucking right, the excitement will get me through this. Novelty wears off pretty quick though. And you want to bring that into your solo missions, you know? Tell you what I want. I want this wank to feel worse and last longer. Let me put this thing on. You know what I mean? Uncomfortable. Pete Nish, what's your favourite alternative term for a cock? Don't know, I heard spam javelin one day, laughed my bollocks off. Brendan McKenna, I don't know if McCann is with you, but he left a story about nearly punching his mate's dad in the dick hanging in one of the recent podcasts. Sounds like a great story. I mean, oh, he left it hanging? I mean, I don't know what the fucking... I don't know. I mean, he said he was staying in his mate's house and he was drunk. And he said for some reason at the time, him and his mate had this thing, they would punch each other in the dick. And he went into this room, which he thought was his mate's room. And he thought, because there was a woman in the bed, like he'd pulled this girl that he was chatting up earlier. And he went to punch him in the dick. And then the ma was like, oh yeah, such and such room's next door or something. And he went, okay. And he was just like, he had the hand cocked back, ready to fucking punch this old boy in the cock. I'll let him tell, probably. Have you ever heard of the rapper Joji? If so, what are your thoughts? Used to be an internet comedian and is now rapping. By the way, we need to get rid of this this terminology. Like, oh, this person's internet famous. This person's an internet comedian. Everything is the fucking internet now. It's just famous. You know what I mean? Like, you're not, you know, someone like fucking, I don't know. It's like, in fact, people say it like it's a derogatory thing. Half of the people on the internet are probably making more money than the people who are on like traditional media. You know what I mean? When you look at these fucking Logan Pauls and all that shit, and you're like, oh, this guy's only internet famous. And you're like, yeah, he probably makes fucking 10 times what a like movie star makes. Cunt's fucking loaded. What's his name? Joji? For someone who does a lot of shit on the internet, me, I don't know anyone. I don't know how to use YouTube, to be honest. I just upload, walk away. Let's see what this guy's all about. Joji, 61 million? Oh, fuck. Would it kill you to shoot in fucking widescreen, bro? Well, that's a wee slow number, is it? Intros, bro. Cool. I can't listen to that shit. Here's what we'll do. We'll get the fuck out of here, guys. Cheers for listening. Sorry about the amount of shit that I talked. Shout out to the gays. And just get Civil partnered up. You know what I mean? And watch some Spartacus cocks in the meantime if you're fucking bored. Yeah, we got Lavery's this Wednesday. Shane Todd's headlining. I'll be emceeing. Robbie McShane. Dave Elliott. I think it's Dave Elliott. It's going to be class, man. Buy a ticket for the Odyssey, too. And, you know, let me know that you got tickets, and I'll be like, shout out, bro. If you're looking tickets, get the Ticketmaster app. That's probably the best way to get it. I don't know. But, yeah, that's about it. You know, fuck the EP. Let's get out of here, guys. We'll leave you with some real music. Not a guy going, I don't give a fuck about it. Something in the fucking... I gotta go change my fucking tampon, bitch. Oh, I watched Baywatch the other day. The new one. What a fucking crock of bollocks that was. Jesus Christ. Jesus fucking Christ, like. It's literally like, here's the worst script of all time. The most outrageous fucking stunts that would never happen. And then if that is distracting, here's just some fucking tits. That's such a Baywatch look too, isn't it? Skinny, skinny white girl, massive jugs, but sure. The fuck? Unbelievable. Cheers for listening, guys. I've also been working a lot on the old special. Been editing that a good bit. So I'd say we'll look to get something out in the next wee while. Turns out it takes ages, but sure. We're in the mix.